Well, no one talks too much about the fact that the devil kind of lives in Greendale. They try to ignore it, because you can't really see him, so he might not really be there. But sometimes shoppers can see him reflecting in the window of storefronts and things like that. And they turn around and there's nobody there. And one night Jed was driving his car on Highway 1, heading out of Greendale. He thought he saw the devil in his rearview mirror, sitting in the back seat. He turned around, and of course there was nobody there. So he just went on about his business.
Jed's life flashed before him like a scratchy old Super 8. He heard the sound of the future on RPM 78. Nothing was still, all was moving when the flashlight found the gun. Then Jed pulled the trigger in a split second tragic blunder. Makes you think about living, what life has to tell. Said Jed to Grandpa from inside his cell. Camouflage hung in his closet, guns all over the wall. Plans for buildings and engineers, and a book with no numbers to call. The whole town was stunned. They closed the coast highway for 12 hours. No one could believe it. Jed was one of ours. Meanwhile, across the ocean, living in the internet, it's the cause of an explosion. But there's no need to worry. There's no reason to fuss. Just go on about your work now and leave the driving to us. And we'll be watching you in everything you do. And you can do your part by watching others too. Grandpa put down a paper, staring in disbelief. Jed had always been good to him, never gave him any grief. The moral of this story is try not to get too old. More time you spend on earth, the more you see unfold. And as an afterthought, this must to be told. Some people have taken pure bullshit